I took the lead.
Somebody's heart.
Ago, we played a game. We recorded that game and shared it over the airwaves of a high school radio station. WKEY AM 1360.
People listened. So did other things.
20 years later, we were invited to play a live reunion show for the hardcore fans.
Little did we know, this time, the game is real.
In this world, the players are confronted with their truest desires
and deepest fears.
And only they can decide when the game is over.
Welcome to Replay.
My name is Haley. My pronouns are she, any, and I am playing Rory, the Fool.
My name is Jen De La Vega. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Fern, the Dictator.
My name is Alex. My pronouns are he, him, and I am playing Andrea, or Andrea, the Emotion Nerd.
My name is Banana Chan. My pronouns are she, they, and he, and I'm playing Deliria, the Godbinder.
My name is Kappa. I use he, him pronouns, and I'm playing Lucas, the Neo.
And my name is Aram. My pronouns are he, him, and I am playing Jacob, the Master. Welcome to Replay, Chapter 5.
Game.
Turning back to the water, do you know why I chose watercolors?
I'm gonna be honest, I just assumed you were good at it already?
No. I listened to the show, you know? And watercolor is one of the oldest forms of art. And what better way to tell a seafaring tale than with water itself?
As you're talking, the moon is now reflecting in the waves in front of you, and the waves are pouring out from the ship, and as they pour past, they look like brush strokes. They just turn into watercolored brush strokes. The more you talk about your art, the more the world becomes your art.
You know, if you really look closely, you could see the watercolor paper that I chose from the art shop. And you know what all this reminds me of again? And she points downward. Waves. Sound waves. Did you know that the first, you know, sound has existed for, you know, since existence? Stars crashing and...
A single shooting star crosses the sky as you say that.
We had not recorded sound until 1860, about the same time that watercolor was invented. And the way that they used to record sound was vibrating paper that had caught some smoke. This is why I chose watercolor. It's because we work at a radio station. Do you understand why I'm devastated?
I mean, everything that's happened today has been devastating. Are you talking about the loss of life, the disrespect for your art? All of it.
He starts to well up with tears and makes a very long, protracted inhale. And you can see some of the color disappear from the sky.
And then you hear static. And you realize it's coming from your phone.
Oh, this still works?
You pull it out. It's staticky. And like you play with the volume. And then the static gets a little louder, but you can hear something under it. Something familiar. And as you get closer to the tower, the static clears more and more, and you realize it's a scene. It's a scene from the old show. It's particularly a scene when you all came together, when something unified you, when you came together to help each other, to save each other. What was that scene? And I would like you to all please play it out.
It has to be season two, because I wasn't there in season one.
Correct. It has to be season two.
Post-apocalyptic flooding.
Why did you all have to come together to help each other?
Alex, Andrea mentioned earlier something about, like, wiping the slate clean and then bringing back new characters. Maybe it's something like that.
At some point between season one and season two, after Naomi was killed by being pushed off a cliff, but like in a very sort of like, oh no. The first season ended badly with a like apocalyptic scene of everything being drowned. And then Fern's contribution was actually, we just keep it that way. And now it's a ship and it's a seafaring story. So it could be the first scene of like putting the ship together, putting the crew together.
Because it's our fault that it happened, right? It was like we made a choice to do something, and in response, the whole world flooded, basically.
Either you didn't stop it, or it just like that was like the monkey paw was like, oh, you stopped this thing, but the world is flooded now.
You were able to stop the great evil, but the world was flooded. That was the consequence of it.
Finding the first survivors.
Yeah, I like that. What if you guys were on the boat and you found a floating survivor? You're on the boat. The world's been flooded, much like the situation you are in now. There's flotsam and jetsam everywhere, but on a door that looks large enough for two people.
Could we start the scene, maybe Jacob describing the scene?
So you won. The evil has been defeated. The good guys are victorious. But the world has suffered. Water covers so much of it now. Across every horizon and everywhere you look, even in the darkness and the storm, there is wreckage of ship, of home, of bodies. And you're desperately searching for anything, for anyone, for just one thing you can do to help, for one person you can save. And in that moment, you hear someone faint, someone weak, but someone calling for help. Somewhere in the darkness of the ocean.
I'm gonna cast a daylight spell. As far as I can, as high as I can, just to give everyone vision over this wreckage that we're sailing through.
So you touch the main sail, and a jolt of energy goes up, it hits the crow's nest, and then alights into a ball, like the entire crow's nest just becomes this one giant lamp. And sheds daylight for half a mile across the water. Everything comes into view instantly, and you zone in on a woman hanging on to a door, maybe 100 feet off to the left of your boat.
Do we have lifeboats on this boat? Could I lower one down and safely get over to her?
So you lower your lifeboat down. It's this little rickety wooden thing. I would like a dexterity check from you, please.
11?
11 plus 4? Yeah. 15? Done.
Yeah.
So you get this boat, you're in it fine, you paddle out to this half-drowned looking woman.
Can I grab her hand and pull her into the lifeboat?
You help her in, she's in the boat, she's cold, she's shivering, but she's alive. And she's the first good thing that's happened in a long time.
Can I cast Aura of Vitality?
So as they pull back up and they're getting wrenched back onto the boat, you just lean in. And how does it work? How does this spell work for you?
I place my hands on her face and a blue glow just emanates from my palms.
Fern, who used to cup your head in their hands to show you comfort and to show you that you were safe?
My grandmother.
She was always sitting in a rocking chair. She didn't want to get up. She had a bad leg, but she loved when you came over.
She smells Werther's Originals and chamomile tea, like the wafting smell of it.
All she ever wanted was for you to come over, play music from the old world, and dance. She just liked to watch the kids dancing and having fun. Watching the children, watching the next generation, gave her all the hope and joy in the world. And she would just sit in her rocking chair and clap. And so as you feel these hands touch the side of your face, you can just hear a clap. And it brings you back. And you feel warm. And you feel safe.
Oh, I don't want tea this time. I want hot chocolate.
Lucas has come up from the deck with a whole thing of tea. He's, oh, shit.
Okay, fine. Like, I'll cast Fabricate and turn it into tea or hot chocolate.
Perfect. It turns into hot chocolate.
Hey.
Where am I?
You're aboard the Nomad.
Aboard? A boat?
Yes. Yeah.
What happened? I was just chopping fish and...
I'll look at my party members and go, well, yeah, technically, you're still here in Sparrow's Bay, but Sparrow's Bay is kind of bigger.
How does it get bigger?
I'm gonna extend my hand out to help you up and kind of motion out to the water.
At first, it's just ocean. It's just water everywhere. It's lit up like daylight, but it's just water. And then you look a little further and you see the tops of mountains. And you know those mountains. And you know that they look very small right now.
My home. My family. My dog. And she runs to the side, or she hobbles to the side of the ship. Fletcher!
He's fine. He's somewhere and he's fine.
No. Okay.
In fact, as soon as you say that, a second door slides up to the ship. Fletcher gets on the boat and is fine.
I get a second lifeboat, go down.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Fletcher figured it out. Fletcher managed to bump into the
good boy.
Ship and haul himself up. Yeah. Yeah. Just runs over to you.
He's an old sea dog.
That's right.
We're going around helping people and trying to find some good in a shitty situation.
Do you need someone to chop fish?
This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.